So the question was asked, how do you choose a rabbi? And we've dealt with this question before, but now we'll try to deal with it more in the vein of Baal Tshuva or a Ger. There are certain criteria to finding a rabbi. Chazal tell us, obviously, he has to have tradition, he has to know halacha. We've often discussed that he has to have time to know you, to understand you. It's best to have a rabbi that's local, so he understands local customs and understands what's going on around you. You ask him a shayla, he should know what's going on. You call up a rabbi in Israel and ask him about going to a New Year's Eve party. He'll say, what's wrong with you? A New Year's Eve party. You ask an American rabbi and he'll say, I understand. Your boss is going to look. And if you don't come, you might get fired. And if you don't get fired, you might not get promoted. You know, in different locations, you have different understandings. You ask an American rabbi about certain questions that come up over here. And he looks at you like, what are you talking about? Should I go to this protest? Why go to the protest? Well, it's important. Why is it important? You know, they're living in their world. We're living in our world, and you need a local rabbi to answer your local questions. Sometimes a person has a rabbi that understands him well in the location where he came from. Sometimes people have the rabbi that really understands them back in the country they came from, and it might be best to continue learning from that rabbi even when we're here. There might be questions that he might not be the one to ask us, and there's nothing... He might not know to answer us, and then sometimes a person is forced to have two rabbis. It's not ideal, and you definitely can't go asking one and then the other and comparing. You can't do that, but you might choose. The questions that apply locally here, I need to ask which kashrut I could eat in Israel. So many rabbis in America won't know to tell you which kashrut you could eat here. I still feel that most important when you're choosing a rabbi after the fact that he knows halacha is his capacity to understand you. And that means, A, his capacity to have the time to understand where you're holding in life, and B, is also his understanding of what is a person who did tshuva, or what is a person who did giyu. Meaning, there are many big rabbis who don't have experience in this realm. There are a few rabbis like that who I had the good fortune to study under. And very often when guys came to me with all kinds of questions, I'd go to them and I'd ask them, what do you think one should answer on this question? And you'd be surprised that I've often gotten the answer. And these are big people. You're talking about like big talmidei chachamim. And they said to me, I don't have enough experience dealing with people who are chozrim b'tshuva or geirim to tell you what is the best answer to answer them. How lenient you should be in this circumstance or how stringent. It takes a certain amount of experience and tradition and understanding. It takes a lot to know what the right answer is for you guys. So, when you're choosing a rabbi, Chazal said, choose a rabbi who resembles an angel. So this is the one area where you have to decide. What type of person is he? You know, people sometimes say, well, he knows so much. Do you think he's an angel? Do you view him as a person who's midot, the way he behaves, the way he talks to people? Do you look at him and say, wow, that's a person I admire as a human being? Because Chazal said that's the area where you can gauge your rabbi. You can't know how much he knows. On that, you'll have to find out a way of finding out. But you could know what type of person he is. Or at least you could gauge. You have to gauge. No one else is going to gauge that for you. So if you have that, and you have the other components, he knows halacha, and then he could think it through with you. I don't think it's so important whether he's Ashkenazi or Sephardi. Here in Israel, most rabbis, Ashkenazi rabbis, know how to answer Sephardim, and Sephardi rabbis know how to answer Ashkenazim. And where they don't know, they say, I don't know. Either try to verify yourself, or they'll take the homework and they will verify. I don't know all the Sephardi customs. I don't know all the Ashkenazi customs. I definitely don't know Yemenite customs. But if students here email me and then ask me, so the first thing I'll try to do is send them to another rabbi. I don't like being people's rabbi. I prefer they go to someone else. But if I see that there is no choice, so I'll do the homework. I'll try to verify for them. I don't think that Ashkenazi or Sephardi should play a role unless there's a cultural factor. Again, a person that grew up in Rosh Ha'ayin, a person that grew up in a completely Yemenite or Sephardi community, might have certain benefits from having a rabbi from that community simply because he will understand them better. Sometimes a person comes from a very specific community and he needs to know their halachot. And most rabbis won't know that. A person says, I'm this and this type of Yemenite. Well, your average rabbi might not know what the halach is for that type of Yemenite. So then you're forced to take a rabbi from who knows those halachot. But short of that, the average Sephardim, the average Ashkenazi, I think should work with other criterion. And then you let the rabbi know, look, I'm Sephardi, this is my custom, and what is the halacha for me in such and such a scenario? The only thing is, you have to keep reminding the rabbi that. Because you have to keep reminding him. Meaning, I'm Sephardi, I just want to remind the Rav, I'm Sephardi, I go through Rav Avadi, I go through Rav Eliyahu, I'm Moroccan, I'm this and that. Whatever type of Sephardi you are, don't assume that he remembers that the third time or the tenth time you come to him. Because, I mean, if you could imagine that a rabbi gets 1,000 questions a week, it's very hard to keep track of who's who. Very hard. Very hard. I mean, I don't get 1,000 questions a week, and people come to me the next day about a question they asked me yesterday, and I don't remember. It's very hard. So you have to remind him that given. But other than that, I would work with the other criterion. Someone who knows halacha, someone who can understand you and guide you, and of course, someone who you view as a good person.
How does Sephardi choose between Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Eliyahu?
Choose a rabbi and work it out with him. That's the best way. That's the best way.